When we said that the first group of stories were striking, you probably expected news of strikes. These have been affecting Norwich significantly this week, and it's sometimes hard to go out now without seeing one or more picket lines. Hundreds of people gathered outside City Hall on Wednesday to support the striking teachers. Thousands of hospital appointments may be cancelled due to NHS strikes planned for next week. This will add to the care concerns at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, which has just been criticised by inspectors. There are also fears that the broader care sector faces looming cuts. And it is reported that many pharmacies are leaving Norwich. Paul will tell us about the support for striking teachers.
Hundreds of people gathered outside City Hall to support teachers striking over pay, working conditions and staff resources. In the first national education strike in 7 years, those attending said it was more than just pay forcing them onto the picket lines, saying pupils' futures could be at risk if things don't change. Will Harahan, who teaches English at a city school, said, "We have a situation here where teachers are leaving the profession in droves. It's creating a situation where children are missing out on their education. So it's as much about them as it is us. There's too much workload and demand placed on teachers, giving up weekends to mark papers or catch up on admin. I know teachers who regularly work 60-hour weeks. These strikes are a last resort to change this."
Thousands of patients could have their hospital appointments cancelled at the last minute, as health bosses make urgent preparations for the largest strike in NHS history. Nurses and other staff at Norfolk's biggest hospital, as well as some at other NHS trusts, are taking part in a two-day walkout as part of an intensifying dispute over pay. Around 5,000 appointments are scheduled to be held at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital over the 2 days, and the patients are yet to be told whether theirs will be cancelled. Chris Cobb, the hospital's chief operating officer, told a meeting held to discuss the action that staff would have to telephone patients to tell them if their consultations would have to be rescheduled. Any patients who do not receive a call or letter should attend as normal.
The standard of care at Norfolk's largest hospital has been criticised by inspectors after they carried out an emergency review. The Care Quality Commission launched its investigation of the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital after it was made aware of concerns for the safety of patients being treated there. The watchdog rated the medical care at the site as requiring improvement, the second lowest ranking available. The inspection was carried out in November, before the worst of the winter NHS pressures were felt at the site. In recent weeks, there have been reports of people waiting up to 12 hours to be admitted to the hospital. Among issues highlighted by the Care Quality Commission report were that patients were being treated in corridors. When they rang call bells for attention, they were not answered. A shortage of nurses and healthcare assistants. Staff were exhausted and could not always respond to patients' nutritional, hydration and pain relief needs. Much of the inspector's concern was on the impact of measures introduced to increase capacity at the hospital more than a year ago by adding extra beds to wards. It meant that wards designed for 6 beds were reconfigured to accommodate 7. Despite the concerns, staff were praised in several areas. These included: patients said staff treated them well and with kindness. Patients were put at the heart of everything staff did. And staff tried to be discreet and took time to interact with patients in a respectful way.
Norfolk's beleaguered care sector has been warned of looming cuts, despite receiving an extra £30 million this year. County Hall has agreed to an increase of almost 10% in funding for care homes and services which help people in their own homes. However, Bill Borrett, the Cabinet Member for Adult Services, has warned that despite the increase, the authority will still need to find millions of pounds of savings in the sector. The rise is the biggest year-on-year increase in history and underlines the immense pressures on the care sector as it copes with the demands of an ageing population and rising costs driven by inflation. The current budget is around £344 million. The council has already announced its intention to make a raft of savings to close a gap of £60 million between its income and its spending. As part of this, £28 million is due to be cut from the adult social care budget. Precise details of the savings are not yet known. Andrew Proctor, the leader of the council, was caught in a cycle of change, and the government needed to address the crisis in social care. Norfolk County Council's cabinet approved the increase. Ahead of the meeting, bosses in the industry warned that the massive hike may still not be enough to resolve the care crisis, which has seen standards of care falling and worsened problems in the region's NHS. The council consulted care providers over the proposals and received 54 responses, with the vast majority saying that the proposed uplift would be insufficient to meet their costs. They warned that the rise meant they may have to close services such as care homes or home care schemes and withdraw care from council-funded individuals.
With the NHS already spiralling into crisis, concerns are now growing about pharmacies that are closing in Norwich. Lloyd's is leaving sites in Sainsbury's supermarkets, which will mean people in Thorpe St Andrew will have to travel across the city to pick up prescriptions. The facility will close at the end of March, along with 237 other branches. Tracy Cooper, a former Lloyd's pharmacy dispenser, lives nearby and has family who work at chemists. In an ideal world, it would be great if the pharmacy stayed, she said. We're hoping somebody will take it on, especially with the talk of the walk-in centre closing.